You're in. You're about 70 feet. Through the tender mercy of our God, by the spring from on high, has visited us to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Second Epistle, Timothy, chapter 1. We'll read from verse 16. The Lord give mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus, for he has oft refreshed me and was not ashamed of my soul. But when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently and found me. The Lord grant unto him that he find mercy of the Lord in his passing. And in how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus, thou knowest very well. A verse in the fourth chapter. One verse, verse 19. Shall and the cloth and the household of Onesiphorus. Lastly, one or two verses in the Epistle of James, chapter 1. Chapter 1. Verses 26 and 27. If any man among you seem to be religious, bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. The Lord help me, I would like to be brief, but I'm going to say. Also, I would like to be in line with what has been before us, what will be on the exercise in connection with households. I've been greatly impressed as we've come together and discussed those subjects, the wonderful way that the Lord Jesus has a real interest in houses or homes or households. And tonight, the Spirit of God helping me, I would like just to draw your attention to the heavenly visitor, the day spring from on high has visited us, to give light. We were reminded of light in those buildings. And I want you to go with me tonight to a few houses in Luke's Gospel, homes, households that the Lord visited. I want to say this: the Lord Jesus has a real interest in our households. He's real interested in our homes and houses. First house the Lord Jesus visited was the temple when he was 12 years old. And he was in the midst, and all things he must have a preeminence. He was asking questions and answering and so on. You remember his earth appearance came in the midst of the Jerusalem. And when he spoke to him, he said, "Wish you not that I must be about my Father." But the next verse says that he went with them to Nazareth, being subject unto his parents. I love this touch for the children. perfect example in the Lord Jesus Christ. He was subject unto the Spirit. Many years ago, a young brother was fighting through pressure in his home. But in the Christian home he was in, he was a Christian. He came to an old brother who came to David Horn and he asked him for a verse. That was supportive for me, his father's house. David, being a wise father and brother, he said to him, "No, I can't give you a verse to leave your father's house. I shall give you a verse to stay." This was the verse he quoted. He summed it to the Spirit. "A young man going with me," he said, "I'll be subject unto my Spirit, whatever the cost." And he went home, and the Lord supported him, and got him through. I tell you, that brother was happy fellowship with him today. The Lord was with him. God honors obedience. I told that story in the Bible class a short time after this incident, many years ago, mind you, I'm going back 30 years. And I didn't know what was going on in the hearts of the young Christians there. And there was a young lad in a similar condition. I didn't know. I knew he was a Christian in a house where there was a boy. And he came to me afterwards and he said, "Brother Kennedy," he said, "I'm glad you told me that story." He said, "I'm going through the same." "But I'm doing the same." "And he did the same. And that brother suffered with us today." God honors obedience. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. That's a blessing for you if you do so. The next house, the next home, the next household I want to take you to carry on. It's in the 19th chapter of Luke. Zacchaeus, you remember? The Lord was interested in Zacchaeus, but he was also interested in his house and his household. You remember the story of Zacchaeus? "Make haste and come down, for I must abide at my house." What a change in that household. Salvation had come to the house. You know, some of us wasn't brought up in Christian homes. I can tell you this, I've had the experience of salvation coming to my house. But a grand thing it is when salvation comes to your house. A few weeks ago, I went to Preston Pines to visit a brother and sister. Raised in Christ, the home had been a few months condemned. Now I drove up to this house. These children who come to the Sunday school in the Bible class. As I drove up to his house, I stopped the car and I looked and I spoke to the children. And Brother Charlie Cassidy, if you know him, he saw me and he ran to his house because he thought I wasn't coming in. And he said, "Come in, brother." I said, "I'm not going to hide in my house." I thought that was a good answer to a brother's fine expression, wasn't it? He's nothing in his house to hide according to his light. There's only been a few weeks and that is. But what a change when salvation comes into your house. And I tell you, what a change is in that household. The Lord is interested in households. And he's interested in homes. And salvation has come to that house. Oh, I pray for the salvation of precious souls. Household might be secure. From God's praise and from God's glory. The cry in the world today is how it is. Cry from heaven's Christian home. The next home, this fellow a visitor from the heart has visited us. Could we go to chapter 10? Martha and Mary said they received him into the house. He was a household. There was no brother there. Two sisters. I can tell you this. When I was first converted, I was glad of the sisters, the unmarried sisters, who invited us to the house. The encouragement we got there Some of the women tonight, and we thank God for them. God for the women. Maybe try to look at the house. And we rented a household and asked it to be the world. Martha and Mary. What an invitation he got. We know full well he had to correct Martha. She was humbled about as much service. And he spoke about the one thing that would make all the connection with Mary at his feet. Nevertheless, I'm not going to comment very much here. I'm just going to say this and pass on because time is moving on. I'm just going to say this. Thank God for the Marthas. Thank God for the Marys. They are both needed. And the Lord was received into the house. All were drinking and eating. But the axe in the house went over the hill. You know, we've been much impressed with this household, the household of Omidium. But you know, there's a threefold cord attached to that house in the second book of Samuel. The first thing was, it said of that household, I'll just say this, it's going to blow my mind at this particular moment. It said that the Lord blessed Omidium, number one blessing. And it said, and all his household, number two. And all that's not seen into it, number three, it goes out, you see. The blessing goes out. And a threefold cord is not even looked. When you come to number three household, in connection with, say, Luke's gospel, you come to the house of mourning. And here is his daughter, Pilatus. You remember the story well. He was received into the house, and of course they laughed at this corn. He said, "This way, boy." And she said, "The master of heaven's situation was there, the Lord Jesus. And he had an interest in the household of Jesus, and of course he raised the kettle to life. He took her by the hand. And he said, me, arise, arise, and she arose. Weeping doth endure for the night, but cometh in the morning. Now I'm going to move on to my second scripture. I hope you good for now to speak of tonight. I want you to know this, in 2 Timothy, about the house of Onesiphorus. Mind you, when the Spirit of God said, so use the household of Onesiphorus. Well, there's something to be said about it. So to begin with, I want to tell you what his name means. It means bringing prophet. Bringing prophet. Now there are three things I want to draw your attention to, and it was this. Honest as he was a great visitor. And he went and he sought out the Paul and visited him. And this is what was the result of his visitation. It said, he refreshed me. He refreshed me. For a grown many days. To visit a household and refresh them, not depress them, but refresh them. How do you refresh one another? By reading the Word of God and speaking about the Lord. That's the way to get refreshed. And we can thank God for every household that keeps this exercise up, brother and sister, man and wife. Now, Lord, we'll exercise you with it so it's and mind this lacking amongst us. And Paul tried of this visit of Onesiphorus. Oh, how often he refreshed him. Not a moment once, he'd been there before, you see. He oft refreshed me. And he said, he sought him out diligently. Sometimes we're put off with a little rain some night or something like that. But it says here,
He sought me out very diligently. There was diligence attached to this. There was effort. There was sacrifice. Paul is the account of it. And the Spirit of God was indicated to us. And he sought him out freshly. And the third thing was, it says in verse 18, that in many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus. As you know, there are various ways you can minister to the saints. Sometimes you minister spiritually. It might be financially sometimes. But always let us remember, the Lord loves a cheerful giver. And the Lord takes account of households, and he takes account of those that visit the household. When you come to the 19th chapter of the last chapter, it says, so you yourself, I'm a poor, and the household of one service. Well, it's pleased God in his mercy and grace to let this to us. And we have to salute the household of Onesiphorus. And maybe take in the characteristics, the features of those, of that household. And maybe seek to visit those who need visitation. And that many need a world of comfort and cheer. Many roam the hearts to church. Let us move as this household moves. In view of the freshness, and minister to them in many ways. Paul says at the end of this letter, now he says, salute the house of the Onesiphorus. He brings in Aquila here. Priscilla and Aquila. Well, you know, we would have to take up quite a few scriptures to take up this couple, this wonderful man and wife, a model man and wife, so to speak, in the scripture. But there's one or two things said about them that Paul says about them. He says, they were my helpers. What a grand thing it is to be a helper. It's not everybody that's called to minister the word, or to preach the gospel, but we can all help you. And if ever there was a day in which you need helpers, it's today. And Priscilla and Aquila, Paul could see they were my helpers. My helpers are the same as in the house. Sometimes the brother takes me, he mentioned first, like the soul, the head of the house, the practice. But at other times, the sisters mention first. And like the soul, you've got to give way to the sisters, to the wife sometimes. And there are things to organize in the house. You give them their place, like the soul. Moving in hand. And here it is, we have to show you such. Today. What do you mean,
to visit the fatherless and the widows. Yeah, you often miss them out, you know. I think there are five widows spoken of in Luke's Gospel, but they're all looked after. Looked after the fatherless too. Nevertheless, we have a responsibility to save their lives, to visit them. I can remember in a many years ago when all those fishermen used to go there. And Peter Allen used to quote this verse time and time again. I'm sure Brother Peter can see Amen today. But you know, he not only quoted it in the prayer meeting, he always found his way at the doors and visited the fatherless and the widows in their fish. Now, for the young people, I would encourage you to visit. Visit the old people, learn much. But I'm going to give you a little word of instruction in relating to visiting that was passed on to me many years ago. And I think it's worth hearing. An uncle of mine, the great visitor, dear brother-in-law of yours, great visitor. He was ill, and I visited him one night. And he said to me, I was a young Christian then, a young man, said to me, he said, brother, he said, I'm going to tell you something tonight. I'm going to tell you something about visiting. He says, when you visit the saints, always remember two things. I said, what is it, uncle? He says, remember when you go to visit the saints, don't stay too long, and don't stay too much. No, it was good advice, wasn't it? Now I'll tell you a very strange thing about that incident, and there are those who know about this, but I'll find some. That brother was down in Peter's shop. His wife was an invalid. He left Peter's shop after getting the messages, and he said to Peter, I'm going along to see Brother Son to his help. He went along the street to Brother Saunders' house to visit him. And he sat down and he said to the sister in the house, I'm just doing to you. I'm going to put the kettle and we'll have a cup of tea. And before the cup of tea was made, he was in the glory. Oh, let's keep him in time. Days of evil. We never know what a day is going to bring you for. But I feel household work. There is a wonderful opportunity of visiting and refreshing the saints, bearing in mind that the Lord has an interest in our homes and in our households, to the children, very dear parents in the Lord. To us who have responsibilities, may we refresh one another until the Lord comes. Ask for me and my house.
We have spoken of houses. It's very wonderful. I wish you would turn to me and look monitor.